The Information Technology Box is the Army's new method of procuring cyber solutions quickly. The Army will use it to procure tools to support defensive cyber operations like sensors and analytics, but the box itself isn't new. Kevin Fahey is Executive Director of the System of Systems Engineering and Integration Directorate in the Office of the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology. He's my first guest on Pentagon Solutions today. Kevin says DOD first used the IT box construct around 2008.
It was developed really for information technology, knowing that its technology happens rapidly, right? And so the whole idea of it is you're really not going to know exactly what you're going to do to continue to modernize information technology 2 years from now, 3 years from now. So the way it was designed is that what you have to be able to do is explain what the requirement is and what your initial incrementation is, and then what you're willing to spend annually to continue to modernize it and upgrade it. And it really was focused on information technology, mostly on software, and mostly on commercial off-the-shelf stuff. And so as when we looked at that construct, we said, for the most part, the tenets of it would be great for cyber. As you probably know, cyber is one of those things that your requirement almost changes daily, and you need to have a rapid process to be able to respond to the threats and the needs every day. And so we figured we could use that basic construct for cyber. And it's going to be a little different because in cyber it will not only be software, but there will be some hardware, some infrastructure. But for the most part, it's the same construct. As if I tried to tell you, you probably know how the budget process works, right? Is I budget 2 years ahead of the time I get my budget. If I told you I knew exactly what I was going to do in cyber 2 years from now, I'd be exactly wrong. Right. So the construct of using the IT box is that I could tell you what my requirement is, and I could tell you what I believe my initial implementation is of cyber, on how I'm going to do infrastructure and some of the tools and those kind of things. But I'm also going to tell you of what the governance construct is of how I'm going to incrementally improve my posture against cyber. And that's how the IT construct is sort of set up.
Did you run up against any resistance to trying different acquisition philosophies and approaches around cyber, either internally among the folks who maybe said, this is the way we've always been doing it, so this is a new thing, it might not work, or externally from the companies who expected you to go one direction and you decided to go this direction?
Here's what I would tell you. You always get people that give you the 100 questions of why. But what I would tell you, for the most part, no. And the reason being, just to give you a little bit of my background. So I was PEO Ground Combat Systems, so I was related to Stryker development, which we did very fast. And I was the Army lead on MRAP, right? And as you know, MRAP was a Marine Corps program, but probably 80% of the resources worked for me. And what you see on both of those programs, if the Department of Defense on acquisition wants to go fast, they can, right? And so based on my experience about, we're not breaking any of the rules. What we're basically doing is we're establishing a new construct where everybody still has their role and responsibility, but we're doing it in a new way. So in most instances, the challenge is to communicate and collaborate to explain to everybody why they still maintain their responsibilities, but how we're using a different construct and accelerated process on how to do things. And I tell people all the time, on acquisition, it's always the requirements to resources to acquisition. And the thing that's most critical about making that rapid is getting timely decisions. And the reason I say that I don't get a lot of pushback is because at the highest level, which you probably see Congress, OSD, and the Army, everybody understands cyber is the high priority. With General Ordiano, we had a quarterly cyber meeting with him, and on that agenda every time was, how are we going to do cyber acquisition? You know, so when you get top level support, then really I never got anybody pushing back. I did get a lot of why can't we use the normal processes? But I think after you go through the litany of it all, everybody understood we had to figure out something different.
As I first read about this usage of the IT box, my first question in my mind, at least, was how is this iteration different than other ways that you've used the IT box? But now as you describe it, it strikes me that every iteration is probably different based on whatever challenge or problem you're trying to solve. Is that a fair assumption on my part, Kevin?
That is a fair assumption. So, you know, what I would tell you is we've break cyber, into a different sets of requirements, right? And to make it simple, I sort of boil it down into four, and there is some overlap, right? So we have what we call defensive cyber operations, which really is focused on our, you know, you probably know is we are establishing what we call cyber mission forces. So we're actually having military train to do defensive cyber operations, right? So a lot of that requirement is around the tools and the infrastructure to do their job. The second requirement, which is really offensive cyber operations, which a lot of that stuff, as you can imagine, I can't necessarily talk about.
Sure.
And then the third piece is situational awareness. And that's one that really does go across everything, but it's such a big deal. It's being identified as a separate requirement, right? And then the fourth is what we put in the category of what we call, you know, program system security, program resiliency. That's where you have cyber requirements as part of a weapon system, per se. So probably the first requirement that's coming down the pike is defensive cyber operations, right? And you've probably seen that defensive cyber operations, if you looked at it, it would really be a what I call an elephant feeding, right? And so the way that it's going to be constructed is there is where it's a little different than just an IT box construct. IT box was really set up for mostly what I would tell you software commercial off the shelf. Right. So even though we will be buying commercial software, commercial off the shelf, we'll also be buying some tools we're going to have to develop and obviously the infrastructure. And so just to give you an idea how that works, so we'll get one big requirement that's called defensive cyber operation. It's going to be written in the IT box construct. Then we're going to break that down into what we call requirement definition packages, which is our areas of requirements that are within defensive cyber operation, like cyber analytics, as I told you, the infrastructure, tool sets, you know, sensors, insider threat, and those kind of things. So we'll have, I think it's 9 different categories that we have requirement definition packages. And then what we do on an annual basis, and really the first time we'll be implementing this is FY17, because that's the time we get our first money in the palm. Okay. And then what we'll be doing in this year, FY16, you know, starting in October, is we will basically be coming up with our year of execution plan. And in that plan, we'll identify what we call increments of implementation of each one of these requirements packages, right? So what we'll do is we'll go through and we'll look at the requirements, we'll look at the funding, we'll prioritize the requirements, we'll prioritize what we think can be done, i.e. look at the science and technology programs, and then we'll allocate them to the right PEOs to execute pieces of it, which will be the incremental implementation in a given year on how we're going to do that.